This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Panadol Allergy Sinus. Active ingredient, S. Paracetamol 500 mg, pseudoephedrine hydrochloride 30 mg and chlorpheniramine maleate 2 mg. This leaflet provides important information about using Panadol Allergy Sinus. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Panadol Allergy Sinus. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Panadol Allergy Sinus? Panadol Allergy Sinus contains the active ingredient paracetamol, pseudoephedrine hydrochloride and chlorpheniramine maleate. Paracetamol works to stop the pain messages from getting through to the brain. It also acts in the brain to reduce fever. Pseudoephedrine hydrochloride belongs to a group of medicines called sympathomimetic decongestants. It works by reducing congestion in the upper respiratory tract, including the nose, nasal passages and sinuses, and making it easier to breathe. Chlorpheniramine maleate belongs to a group of medicines called antihistamines. Antihistamines help reduce allergic symptoms by preventing the effects of a substance called histamine. Histamine is produced by the body in response to foreign substances that the body is allergic to. Panadol Allergy Sinus is used for the temporary relief of sinusitis symptoms, nasal congestion and allergic symptoms such as runny nose, sneezing, itchy and watery eyes. What should I know before I use Panadol Allergy Sinus? Warnings. Always read and follow the label. Do not take more than the recommended dose as it may cause serious harm to your liver. Do not use Panadol Allergy Sinus if you are allergic to paracetamol, pseudoephedrine, chlorpheniramine maleate, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You are taking any other prescription or non-prescription medicines containing paracetamol to treat pain, fever, symptoms of cold and flu, or to aid sleep. You are taking other medicines for the relief of cold and flu, congestion, or blocked nose. Drugs used to treat depression called tricyclic antidepressants, stimulant drugs called amphetamines, sometimes used to treat attention deficit disorders, or appetite suppressants. You have very high blood pressure, or high blood pressure not controlled by your medication. You have heart disease, or problems with your blood vessels. You have severe acute, sudden, or chronic long-term kidney disease, or kidney failure. You have taken monoamine oxidase inhibitors, medicines used to treat depression, in the last 14 days. You are taking an antibiotic called furazolidone, or linezolid. You have stomach, or duodenal ulcer, or other stomach problems. You have bladder problems. The expiry date printed on the pack has passed, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. Carers should be aware that this medicine should not be given to elderly patients with confusion. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you have or have had any other medical conditions such as liver, kidney disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart problems. Have an overactive thyroid gland. Have glaucoma, high pressure in the eyes. Have an occlusive vascular disease, poor blood flow, or narrowing of the blood vessels, e.g. Raynaud's phenomenon. Have a rare tumor of the adrenal gland, pheochromocytoma. Have psychosis, severe mental health problem in which the person loses contact with reality and is unable to think and judge clearly. Are about to have surgery. Check with your surgeon when you will need to stop this medication for surgery. Have epilepsy. Have prostate problems. Have an irregular heartbeat. Have asthma, bronchitis, chronic lung disorder, or other respiratory problems. Are underweight or malnourished. Regularly drink alcohol. You may need to avoid using this product altogether or limit the amount of paracetamol that you take. Are more than 60 years old, as there is increased possibility of unwanted effects. Have a severe illness, severe infection including blood infection, are severely malnourished, or are a chronic heavy alcohol user, as this may increase the risk of metabolic acidosis, a blood and fluid abnormality. Signs of metabolic acidosis include deep, rapid, difficult breathing, feeling sick, nausea, being sick, vomiting, loss of appetite, drowsiness. Contact your doctor immediately if you think you may be affected. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? The pseudoephedrine content in this product may induce a positive reaction during anti-doping control tests. If you are not sure whether you should start using this medicine, talk to your pharmacist or doctor. Consider taking the lowest effective dose for the shortest period of time. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Ask your doctor before use if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant or breastfeeding. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and paracetamol may interfere with each other. These include warfarin, or similar medicines used to thin the blood, metoclopramide, a medicine used to control nausea and vomiting, medicines used to treat epilepsy or fits such as phenytoin, anticonvulsants, chloramphenicol, an antibiotic used to treat ear and eye infections, alcohol, probenecid, a medicine used to treat gout or sometimes given with an antibiotic, cholestyramine, a medicine used to treat high cholesterol levels in the blood, flucloxacillin, an antibiotic due to a serious risk of blood and fluid abnormality, metabolic acidosis, pain relievers, or medicines to treat anxiety, or help you sleep, or relax, sedatives and hypnotics, medicines used to treat depression such as monoamine oxidase inhibitors, MAOIs and tricyclic antidepressants, medicines used to treat heart conditions such as digoxin, or similar medicines, medicines used to treat high blood pressure such as beta blockers, medicines used to treat urinary tract infections and bladder problems, medicines used to treat behavioral disorders, phenylephrine, a medicine used to treat congestion, other decongestants, or cough and cold medicines, appetite suppressants, medicines used to treat heart conditions, medicines used to treat anxiety, or help you sleep, or relax, sedatives and hypnotics, opioid analgesics, medicines used to treat pain, furazolidone, or linezolid, an antibiotic, medicines to treat acute migraine headache, e.g. medicines called ergotamine, methysergide. Your pharmacist and doctor will have more information on these and other medicines to be careful with or avoid while using this medicine. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Panadol Allergy Sinus. How do I use Panadol Allergy Sinus? Follow all directions given to you by your pharmacist or doctor carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the box, ask your pharmacist or doctor for help. Use the smallest dose that you need to treat your symptoms and use the medicine for the shortest period of time necessary. Do not exceed the stated/recommended dose. How much to take? Swallow with water or other fluid. Do not take more frequently than every 6 hours. Adults and children aged 12 years and over, take 2 tablets every 6 hours as necessary. Do not take more than 8 tablets in 24 hours. Do not use in children under 12 years. How long to use it? Adults, only take for a few days at a time, unless your doctor tells you to take it for longer. Children 12 to 17 years, only give to children for up to 48 hours at a time, unless a doctor has told you to give it for longer. If you use too much Panadol Allergy Sinus. If you think that you have used too much Panadol Allergy Sinus, you may need urgent medical attention. If you think that you or anyone else may have taken too much Panadol Allergy Sinus, you should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 for Australia, 0800-7-6-4-7-6-6 for NZ, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning because of the risk of delayed, serious liver damage/failure if left untreated. What should I know while using Panadol Allergy Sinus? Things you should do. See your doctor if your symptoms do not improve. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Panadol Allergy Sinus. Things you should not do. Do not use Panadol Allergy Sinus to treat any other complaints unless your pharmacist or doctor tells you to. Adults, Do not use for more than a few days at a time, unless your doctor tells you to. Children, do not give Panadol Allergy Sinus for more than 48 hours at a time, unless a doctor has told you to. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Panadol Allergy Sinus affects you. This medicine may cause dizziness, sleepiness, or blurred vision in some people. If affected, do not drive, or operate machinery. Drinking alcohol. Do not drink alcohol while taking Panadol Allergy Sinus. Looking after your medicine. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store your medicine in a cool, dry place, where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Keep away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep your medicine in the original pack until it is time to take it. Keep out of sight and reach of children. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? Tell your pharmacist or doctor as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are using Panadol Allergy Sinus. This medicine helps most people with a temporary relief of sinusitis symptoms, nasal congestion and allergic symptoms such as runny nose, sneezing, itchy and watery eyes, but it may have unwanted side effects. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical attention if you get some of the side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following list of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Children and the elderly are more likely to develop side effects with this medicine. Ask your pharmacist or doctor to answer any questions you may have. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Nervousness. Difficulty sleeping. Dizziness. Dry mouth, nose, or throat. Fear or anxiety. Headache. Tremor. Increased blood pressure. Nausea or dyspepsia or vomiting. Drowsiness or sedation. Agitation. Restlessness. Excitability. Constipation. Twitching or jerking muscles. Fatigue. Blurred vision. Difficulty concentrating. Lack of coordination. Hallucinations, particularly in children. What to do? Speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. If any of the following happen, stop using the product and tell your pharmacist or doctor immediately, or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Sudden chest pain or discomfort. Shortness of breath. Wheezing or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Allergic skin reactions such as rash, peeling, itching, or hives. Mouth ulcers. Unexplained bruising or bleeding. Symptoms of metabolic acidosis, which may include serious breathing difficulties with deep rapid breathing, drowsiness, feeling sick, nausea, being sick, vomiting and loss of appetite. Rapid or irregular heartbeat. Trouble urinating or urinary retention, more likely to occur if you have an enlarged prostate or painful urination. A sudden and severe headache or thunderclap headache, either with or without nausea, vomiting, confusion, seizures and or visual disturbances. Sudden abdominal pain or blood in your stools. Seizures, fits. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. The above list includes very serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Product details. This medicine is available over the counter without a doctor's prescription. What Panadol Allergy Sinus tablets contain? Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Paracetamol 500 mg. pseudoephedrine hydrochloride 30 mg, chlorphenamine maleate 2 mg. Other ingredients, inactive ingredients, talc, purified, starch, maize, starch, progelatinized maize, stearic acid, povidone, silicon dioxide, sodium benzoate, potential allergens, contains sodium benzoate as a preservative. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Panadol Allergy Sinus looks like. Panadol Allergy Sinus is a white capsule-shaped tablet with flat edges, one face marked with Panadol and C, N, F, C, N, F, upside down on the other side. A pack contains 24 tablets. *355520. Who distributes Panadol Allergy Sinus? Italy in Australia. Level 48, 8 Parramatta Square, 10 Darcy Street, Parramatta, New South Wales, 2150 in Auckland, New Zealand. This leaflet was prepared in October 2025.